This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another Go Hunt bonus episode of the Western Rookie Podcast. It is application season, and this is part three of, I would say, the application marathon. Maybe we'll have to start an application marathon event next year, because this is part three of a four-part series you're probably noticing coming out this week, and it is because all four of these applications are probably the four biggest applications in the entire West. And what we're doing in this episode is Colorado elk, probably the number one application in the entire West in the entire application season, Colorado elk. So the deadline for Colorado elk is April 1st, 2025, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. If you're someone that likes to forget, if you like to forget your bonus points or your preference points in this case, because in Colorado, for example, you got to buy your bonus points in the application, go over to westernrookie.com, check out the Western Rookie application calendar. It's a free calendar. You've heard about it before. You've been lazy and not doing it. I know. I see who's got it. I get a little ding every time someone goes and gets the application calendar. So I know who's got it and I know who doesn't. I'm like Santa Claus over here. I know who's been naughty and I know who's been nice. Go get it. Go integrate it. It's super simple. Download it. Import it to your calendar. They come up as little meeting notices, but it's actually a reminder, and it comes in like 5 to 6 days ahead of the deadline. It's got all the information you need in the meeting notice that has the date, the time, the website, what you should know. It's a great tool, and it's completely free, completely easy. You can do every application in the West. You can pick only the ones you care about. We've got a points-only version. It covers over 200 different species deadlines across the West. Every state, every species. So go get it. It's free, westernrookie.com. And you won't forget. Now, new and this year in Colorado, huge changes, cosmic shifts in what we have always thought about when it comes to elk hunting, and a great testament to why I say don't wait to go hunting. You might think you got a bunch of points. You might think you're waiting on this. You might think you're waiting on that. And then all of a sudden something changes, and it changes everything about our application strategies. But the biggest change, probably since I've started doing the Western Rookie Podcast, happened this year in Colorado. They have gotten rid of over-the-counter archery elk licenses in Colorado for GMUs west of I-25. Now, if you're a flatlander like me and you're thinking, where is I-25? Because it kind of matters. I thought the same thing, so I looked it up. I-25 is the interstate that goes down the front range of the Rockies. It goes from Cheyenne, Wyoming, through Fort Collins, and then Denver, and then Colorado Springs, and then south to Trinidad, and it crosses the border into New Mexico right about at Raton. But it's the front range. It's the front country interstate. It goes down the front slope of the Rockies, which means west of I-25 is basically where all of the elk live. Some elk live east of I-25, but it's basically all private land east of I-25. If I look at filtering in Go Hunt, let me switch this over. We just did the Montana episodes, and so I'm still set on Montana. So let me fix some things here and start over and show you. All right, Denver. Sorry, not Denver. Colorado, elk. I'm going to look for units that have more than 20% public. They are virtually all west of I-25. Almost every unit west of I-25, except for two places, have more than 20% public land. There's only a handful of units east of I-25 that have more than 20% public land. And if I bump this to 30, I bet they all disappear. Yep, they pretty much all disappeared except for a couple of them, which basically means all of the elk access is west of I-25. So basically all of the archery over-the-counter tags, the meaningful over-the-counter archery licenses are gone. So they're moving to draw only. What do I expect? My opinion, and I always start with my opinion, and then I get into the facts because I think opinions are more interesting and more fun. My opinion is there are going to be a lot of zero-point units. What's going to happen is you're just not going to be able to bounce around units, three or four different units on your hunt. You got to pick one and stick with it, but I still think there's going to be a lot of zero-point archery units. That's my thought. I'm not positive. It'll take a couple years to shake out and see what happens. The first year is going to be a gamble. If there's some really popular over-the-counter units that are now draw and we don't have any data and draw odds to look back on, it's going to be the Wild West this first year. So keep that in mind. It's a huge change. Like I said, cosmic shift in elk hunting. Why? Colorado's over-the-counter tags used to be a staple. They used to be everybody's backup choice. Now that's different. It's different this year. And if you don't apply in April, they do a leftover, a second application, but it's who knows what's going to happen there too. It's not like you can just go pick this up on the way out anymore. So keep that in mind. It's going to be a wild year for archery elk in Colorado, and we're going to just have to see how it shakes out. I am hoping that I'm hoping that you're at a different state in your elk rotation, and this isn't a Colorado year. If this is a Colorado year for you, I don't know what advice to give you. Maybe see if you can get a zero-point unit that was already limited entry, because at least then it might be a little bit more stable draw odds. I don't know. I don't really have a lot of information because I don't have any data. That's why I start with opinions, because they're more fun than facts, because right now we just don't have a lot of facts. So that being said, a big thing to consider is you need to buy your points in Colorado during the application period. It's pretty simple. It's either EP999P or A for antelope or D for deer. But you have to apply in the application to get your point. There's no point only period later in the year like Montana and Wyoming. So don't forget it. That's why we made the points only version of the Western Rookie application calendar. But you need points in Colorado. You don't need a lot of points. I don't recommend building 20 points or building decades worth of points in Colorado, but you need some points for your midterm strategy because Colorado is a true preference point system. And you're seeing now more and more of the over-the-counter options are moving to draw, moving towards preference points. And whoever has the most points gets the tag. There is no bonus pool. There's no 0 point pool. There's no random pool in Colorado. It's 100% preference. Whoever has the most gets the point or gets the tag. Sorry. And so, I do recommend building points for any species you'd want to hunt in Colorado. So, second drawing, typically the second drawing is in June. Results come out early July. So by that point, pretty much everything else is done. It doesn't really, you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be in that position. So let's move on. Weather. Weather plays a big role in elk habitat, in elk hunting, in herd populations, where they're going, antler growth, you name it. And a lot of the moisture that these western states get is in the wintertime. So right now, snowpack is looking kind of average. I would say average to below average. The southern part of the state is definitely below average. The northern part of the state is more average. It's throwing the drought monitor status into a pretty mild conditions on average. A lot of the state does not have a drought. Some of the west and southern state parts of the state has a mild drought. Nothing looks too bad right now. We go back to last year. It does look like we've increased a little bit of our drought status from 2023-2024. However, you go back to 2021-2022, the summer of 2022, major drought. Overall, I would say the last 2 or 3 years, we've been getting better and a little bit better and better on drought status. So if you're sitting on a bunch of points, we like we said in Montana, this might be the year to spend them. Looks like we've been doing good. Elk were not hit as hard in the 2022-2023 blizzards in winter as antelope and mule deer were in Colorado. So I think it might be time to spend those points. You never know what the government's going to do, what the Game and Fish Agency is going to do with the draw odds. Like we saw this year, they changed the draw system. They got rid of over-the-counter tags. They could change things with the draw tags too. So having a bunch of points is a burden. There's an opportunity cost that you are paying to keep those points. So keep that in mind. Now, Colorado's elk herd breakdown. Colorado still home to the world's largest herd of elk. It is thriving. They have a great population. We're over 300,000 animals now, which is amazing. As someone that loves elk, that's truly wonderful. It's actually the only state that offers a truly unlimited over-the-counter rifle elk license. However, we're seeing that more and more over-the-counter opportunities are moving to draw only. So be prepared for that. I would not bank on over-the-counter licenses for elk being around forever. That's just the way it is. I expect someday they will all go to draw, but hopefully for now we can still get these over-the-counter licenses. So elk populations, if you look at this graph from 2005 to 2023, elk have been on a rising trend. They rose up through the early 2000s. About 2010, we dropped about 10%, but since 2013, we have been on a pretty consistent elk population increase. And so the trend is strong, and that's always good. We don't see that with mule deer whatsoever. And so it's good that the elk are thriving, stable populations in elk. If you have Go Hunt Insider, there's a wonderful table here that has all of the 2023 population estimates and data analysis for units, along with bull to cow ratios. And so pretty interesting stuff, actually. I'm looking at units that I've hunted in the past and seeing how many elk are there or possibly not there. And it's pretty interesting. It's really cool to see all this stuff. So that being said, hit list units for elk. So I'm going to switch back over to filtering. I'm going to get rid of my whole public land thing that I was doing. Let's go try to find some giant bulls. So I'm going to put the slider on and see where are the biggest bulls in Colorado. Well, number one, everyone already knows the northwest corner of Colorado, west of Craig, some of the best elk hunting in the world. It truly is some of the best elk hunting in the world. 1, 2, 10, and 201 are the best units in Colorado, hands down. They have giant bulls. They have amazing success ratios, tons of public land, very high bull to cow ratios. It truly is some of the best elk hunting in the world. However, and here's the however, it requires max points to draw. Literal max points. I mean, you have to put in, if I put in 29 points, my odds are still zero in these units. 32 points, 31 points, 30 points. It takes 30 points to draw some of these tags. So, and 30 points doesn't even guarantee all of them, which is bananas. And so the point is it, yeah, best units in the country. Some of the best units in the country. Is it worth 30 points? I'm going to say no. I don't think it's worth 30 points. I would rather you build 5 to 10 points in Colorado and spend them than wait 3 decades. I mean, for most people, waiting 3 decades to hunt elk puts you in retirement. And are you still going to be able to hunt elk? Are you still going to be able to hunt as hard? Are you really willing to wait your entire life to hunt a unit? I'm going to say it's not worth it. So that being said, that's why I view Colorado as an opportunity state. I think it's a state you can go to over the counter with rifle, used to be over the counter with bow every year, maybe every 3 to 7 years, you can get a mid tier tag. I would say Colorado fits in that short-term and potentially mid-term application strategy. I don't think it's worth building 30 points, guys. I just don't think it is, or gals. But I could be wrong. If you're at 29 points, I would hold out. Maybe you get that tag. If you're at 2 points, I don't think it's worth it. So that being said, 0 to 8 points, this is the sweet spot in Colorado. Go Hunt puts out a table of top units for 0 to 8 points. The number one unit on the list is a unit that I've drawn and hunted and shot a bull. It was a really fun hunt. So if you get in, Go Hunt Insider, you go look up this application strategy article, send me a DM with which unit you think I hunted, and I'll let you know if you're right or not. But there's a list here, and it's all 0 to 8 point units. They're all almost over 300-inch trophy potential. There's archery, muzzleloader, first rifle, second rifle, all kinds of different hunts in this 0 to 8 point unit. Great units, really, to be honest. And so that's the sweet spot. 9 to 12, this is no man's land for elk hunts in Colorado. After, like, I think it probably is 8 now. When I did it, it was 5. After 5 points, there was really nothing better until you got past 12. And so it's like, are you really going to wait 7 more years, or in this case, 4 more years to get a little bit better unit? Maybe. I don't know. Most of them are only residents. There's a couple non-resident options if you want to do archery. But most of the units just aren't that much better. It's not worth spending 4 more years for. 13 to 20 elk points. None of the units are worth it. Just flat out, if you have 13 to 20 points, none of the units that you need 13 to 20 points for are worth 13 to 20 years of your life. If you're at 13, spend them. Spend them on a 12-point unit, go hunt. If you're at 20, I suppose you got to wait. I suppose you got to keep building and try to get some of these better tags. You're probably looking for a specific unit. You're probably looking for a specific hunt. But one thing to keep in mind, 20 years is a long time. That unit might not be the same. It might not be the same as the Rocky Mountain, the Bugle magazine article that talked about it. It might not be the same as your dad remembered it when he went there. Like, it, that's a long time. Things change. Units burn down. They build back up. They burn down. Dynamic shift, elk shift, pressure shifts, predator shift. So many things change. That's like, that's why at 20 points, I'm not gonna beat the drum anymore. You know what I think about that. I hope you draw. I hope you shoot a big bull. If you are at max points, definitely go look at max point units. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and there are some good units in Colorado if you are at max points. Let's flip this over and let's restart. We're looking at Colorado, entire state. Let's look at, let's sort these non-resident first choice. Oh, let's see what type of, let's put 0 points in. Let's do second rifle and third rifle over the counter. It's a majority of the elk hunting out. Sorry about that. Still have a cold. All right, so we're looking at Colorado. We're using the filtering 2.0. I want to show you guys kind of how it works. So I'm filtering Colorado elk, non-resident, 0 points, over the counter, second or third rifle. How would I go about finding a unit? Well, I want to see a certain amount of public land, probably at least 30%, which is a lot of them. So maybe I'll bump that up again to 40%. So I'm looking at units with at least 40% public land, trophy potential. Honestly, when possible, I trade trophy potential for harvest success. I would rather have a better harvest success rate than a trophy potential. Every elk unit in America has a 300-inch bull in it. That's my bold claim. So what I would rather see is a unit that has a good percentage of success. So if I go to 20% success rates on these over-the-counter units, I am seeing 13 units in Colorado that have a higher than 20% success rate for their over-the-counter rifle seasons. I'd maybe look at one of those units to start out with. If we went back, I know there is not over-the-counter archery anymore, folks, but if I click on it, we could see what happened last year. Units with 15% success rates. No, it's not showing me very many. I wonder if they have accurate success rates. I don't think they do. Oh, I know why. They already updated the over-the-counter archery to be only east of I-25, and there are very little over-the-counter success rates. We talked about it. I basically said all of the elk hunting is west of I-25, so 10% success rates east of I-25. There are two units, folks, so good luck. And let me see. By the way, let's do it again. Go back. I want to look at what the percentage of public land are in these two units. 5.9% and 7.8% public land. So basically, zero elk were shot. Let's expect zero over-the-counter non-resident archery elk to be shot on public land this year. It's not going to be looking good, folks. Okay, let's switch it over. Let's go archery. Archery units with 20% success rates. 28 archery units with 20% success rates. If I put these at 5 points, how many of them are 100% draw odds? 9. So that's, you know, just like there, we spent, what, 3 minutes on this. You can see all these different points. There's some pretty good features here with the GoHunt filtering too. Very easy to see what you want. One thing everyone probably wants, let's look for big elk. Who doesn't want to see some big elk? So let's go pick our seasons. Let's go pick archery. Let's switch from archery to over-the-counter rifle. We have 78 over-the-counter rifle units. Let's sort these by, because we can sort too. It's not only filter, it's sorting 2.0 as well. So we're going to sort by trophy potential. There's a bunch of over-the-counter units that, this one, crazy enough, 370-inch trophy potential. Not a lot of public land, but there's some big bulls. 99.5% public land, 330-inch potential there. 320. Guess what the next one is? They're all 320. Tons of 320-inch bull potential on over-the-counter rifle units in Colorado. That's the magic of the King State when it comes to elk. Lots of good opportunity, folks. And so if you are at a position where Colorado is up this year, it's going to be a wild year. The archery changes are going to have major impacts, and we don't know what those are going to be yet. So be prepared for changes. Be dynamic. In the words of the wise Hondo, stay liquid and fill the gaps. There's going to be gaps opening up this year, and we're just going to have to adapt dynamically on the road, on the fly. But I hope each and every one of you get your tag. If Colorado is your state this year, I hope you get that Colorado elk tag. I hope you go out there and shoot a monster bull. And when you do, or if you did last year, send us a picture. I'd love to see it. Maybe we'll get you on the podcast to share the story. Always love hearing from our guests and what they're doing out each fall. Thank you for listening.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as 3 suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.